Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to What Jail Is Like! Eric coming into the mix a little late on that one. Didn't have your mic on, that's all.
I see how it is.
Somebody's systematic words are considerably less important than other people's.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Trevor.
And you don't stop. My name is Matt Chupia, because I didn't get to announce myself, and sitting to the right of me is... I'm mixing it up, man.
We fear change.
Deeply in other
normally goes in with me is... But he didn't do that. I'm feeling a little left out.
Mark? No, has he breached contract enough for us to kill him?
Let me check.
Oh, you better get your lawyers on the phone, buddy.
Don't worry.
No, but we can request that you do the splits.
Since I had my testicles removed in late 70s.
Going up near Three Mile Island will do that to you.
That should be no problem.
Size of cantaloupes.
2 hours of improvisational comedy and radio theater for you.
Woo! I only get down an inch in the splits before I'm bouncing right back up.
Damn, it was a sight, ladies and gentlemen. We're the only kind of radio show around here that's going to do that thing for you.
Like sight gags.
Right.
Sight gags on the radio.
Yes.
That's what we like.
If you, you know.
Like having two of those big red bouncy balls you had when you were a kid. Strapped to my thighs.
We got the radio sight gag down, man. Yeah, I mean,
think it could be done? Well, screw you.
You take the Planet Morning Alternative crew, you know, you try to get them to drop down low, they're just kind of a splatting sort of sound.
Well, there's a jiggling and then kind of a grunting and then, yeah, cellulite.
It ain't no thing at all.
Now, so who's with you tonight in this lovely radio program?
So who's with me? Well, Matt Sheepy has already made himself known.
So he said, just lose me. That's right, rocking microphone 3. It's Eric.
Oh, that's Eric Ramson. You just busted out.
Bring it.
That's awesome.
My name is Mark, and we'll be here for 2 hours here on WEFT 90.1
FM.
In total, right. You've already got 25 of the minutes, you greedy little thing. Why don't you just back off right about now?
You're like the, you're like the ex-girlfriend who, you know, he keeps calling and calling, wanting to come over and just hang out. I swear, you know, I'm not going to try anything, so we let you come over. You know, we got an appointment to make, but you just keep hanging around.
And then
know.
during a rerun of, like, fashion TV on E, you start kissing our neck.
Seriously, you're in my fridge drinking my Schlitz.
And you get a few beers, and then you start blaming your lascivious behavior on the Schlitz. Uh-huh. Oh, I wouldn't do this normally, but
I know.
I'm so lonely since you left. And you're like, I didn't leave. You packed up all my stuff. You invited me over, and you weren't there, but my stuff was with a note.
No, I remember the agreement that we had. It's just the Schlitz, and I've been having a bad week.
So can we
do it 3 times on your futon before you go?
The proceeding is a dramatization.
So, we don't want that, is what we're saying. We want something mutually beneficial and enlightening to both parties.
Right, so bring, if you brought your roommate with.
Mutually to both parties. So, how are y'all doing?
Doing pretty good, you know.
This is the part of the show where I feign concern for your welfare.
That's nice.
And
our welfare or for their welfare?
Well, anybody's welfare.
They being you.
Do you fake concern for welfare?
Screw welfare, man.
Those people should get jobs.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn lazy bums.
Damn jobless.
I totally...
Lesions on society.
Job-free job.
Totally disagree jobs. With you. I ain't got time to have a job. I'm making babies.
Oh, Mark Hyde.
Woo! Social commentary by What Jail Is Like.
Yes. the depth of it all.
Yeah, see, they don't really get it that, like, if we could be on welfare, we would be on welfare, but I don't know where to sign up, really, if I knew.
Yeah.
Is it just like a list you sign up and they call
it's
you?
Like a, it's like an email thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can do it over email now.
Yeah, you can. It's nice.
Oh, well, that's neat.
They even need a credit card.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those
the irony there.
Those people do deserve a bit of credit. I'd love to be on welfare. I don't know how to go about it. They figured it out somehow, you know.
Exactly.
I'm a reasonably intelligent human being. I don't know how to get on welfare.
You know, I made a joke there that I didn't even get. Welfare applications on the computer. Think about the irony there.
Oh,
I've only had a computer. Quick, sell the baby. We need a laptop.
I need a color printer. You know, remember Mark back in the early 60s when you were doing stand-up in New York?
Yes, I vaguely recall.
You were stirring things up, highly controversial, and people thought you were a one-trick pony, though. You know, they thought you were the Jeff Foxworthy of the early 60s in New York.
Which is really confusing to them, because, like, who is Jeff Foxworthy? But he's the Jeff Foxworthy.
You were beyond definition. You were beyond words, even. You know?
Yeah, people used to just
grunt. You were a new kind of terrible that they couldn't even put into words yet.
That's what they used to say about you.
So only in later years, in retrospect, has it been accurately labeled.
Prophetic, even.
Right.
Well, I was suggesting that the war in Vietnam was bad before anyone else. Well, before, you know, 3 or 4 other million people. At least that were in line behind me. There's a couple people who haven't even heard about it yet.
The Vietnam War? What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
See?
I don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
No.
We won, though, right? Cause
we totally kicked ass.
Cool. Awesome.
In the news this week, just read this right before I came over here, fact of relevance to what jail is like, and most of our listeners, because they'll be eligible for this great opportunity, is that Van Halen has formally dismissed its lead singer, Gary Cherone.
Oh, no!
Wait,
Yeah, Gary Cherone, the guy, the ex-extreme singer who was filling in...
They got rid of him?
Yes.
What right do they have to be picky at this point?
They will be...
That's what I want to know.
Their new singer will be Shemp Halloway. My Lord,
their new singer will be a hobo pulled from the back of the studio rooting through the dumpster. What right do they have to be picky at this point? Why are they turning themselves into such a joke?
I would love to sit in on that band meeting.
Gary? All right, it's been 3 weeks. You're out. Who else are you going to get? We don't know.
Gary's like taking his little sensitive glasses off, and he's like, okay, I'll just go find Nuno Betancourt, and we'll reform Extreme, and he'll play the guitar really fast, and I'll sing more falsetto.
Oh,
there's a hole in my heart that can only be filled by you, Nuno.
I think him, David Lee Roth, and Sammy Hagar need to form a band.
No, I think Sammy Hagar needs to have his specific gravity reduced to zero so he flies off the planet at the speed of the rotation of the Earth. Sammy Hagar is the death of Van Halen. He was the death. Van Halen was all about booze and women and crazy stupid lyrics and David Lee Roth and, like, multicolored spandex. And then, like, they kicked him out because Eddie was like, they're looking at him. They're looking at him and they're not. Look at me, Hammer Tap! Look at me, Hammer Tap! I'm the fastest!
It's okay, Valerie Bertinelli still likes me.
And then they got Sammy Hagar. I was like, no, guys. We have to have a conscience. And so then they
recorded Right Now.
Well, right. But like their albums were like OU812, For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. You know? Like, ooh, we're funny, but all our songs are socially conscious! Like, no, you can't have it. You can't have both, Sammy. Sam, you can't be in a band that sings about, responsibility to the younger, to your younger generation, and then also release a song on your solo album called I Can't Drive 55.
Or how about his new album called Mas Tequila?
Yeah, exactly. Like, right now, I wish I were so drunk.
So basically, that is instruction for all you listeners on how to be a good lead singer for Van Halen.
Actually,
because you've all got a shot now.
You do.
And
I think there's applications at Turner Student Services.
Right. There are applications over there. It's a federal work study program.
It's a real short application, just one side.
Right. We want to see you in there, and we want to see you doing it right.
Did they say anything about who they were thinking? Are they going to go on?
They're recording a new album, apparently.
With who?
But it didn't say anything about, you know.
It's instrumental.
They should be like the Spice Girls, man. Pick up, you know.
Jerry Halliwell?
Yeah. Exactly. They should get Jerry Halliwell to be their lead singer.
No, pair of breasts.
You don't fill the void. You know, you reform around the void and, you know, work with the void.
So the void is the lead singer?
The void is the lead singer, exactly.
And look at Mark.
They just record all these songs.
Mark is...
Oh, you mentioned the void and I'm all about it.
Well, yeah. I know that. They all just kind of glare longingly at the mic when the vocal parts are on. And they rock a little bit harder in the guitar riffs.
You got to be careful because even the void gets socially conscious sometimes.
That's true.
And it'll go bad, so it's not a permanent solution.
You know, they had Gary Cherone. This guy was perfect. He had, like, a really good voice. He had a really sensitive ponytail, some really thin gold-rimmed glasses.
It was pretty sensitive.
And he didn't wear shoes a lot.
No shoes.
He had really furry feet. So, you know, he was kind of ecologically aware.
Mm-hmm. One with the earth.
You know. And, but he could rock.
Awesome,
I mean, this is a man who wrote Mother Don't Want to Go to School Today. Mother spelled M-U-T-H-A. That was on Extreme's first album, which I own.
What if the other three members fired themselves?
They all fired each other.
I can't work with myself
you're
anymore.
Fired. I'm sorry, Eddie. Yeah. No, what if, like, Mark Anthony, the bassist, tried to fire the Van Halen brothers? I'm sorry, you're out, guys.
We're taking the name.
No, you're not.
What?
It's a corporation.
It's our name.
No, I'm getting Axel. I'm getting Izzy Stradlin. It's me, Izzy
Duff?
Stradlin.
Duff McKagan, believe me.
Duff McKagan, and the guy who used to sing for Tough. And we're going to go on as Van Halen. It was him or Kip Winger. But yeah. Kip wanted to play bass and sing. And Duff,
we thought
Duff
he was being
wasn't
greedy
about that. Yeah. It does have frosted tips.
Although I could wax all day about the wonders of the musical world, I'm going to. How about that rat?
I'm a big fan of the rat.
I don't have any rat knowledge. I'm going to fess up.
Let's move on. I was thinking about this phenomenon today. I watched the surprise indie sleeper hit of the summer. Sleeper hit. I watched Blair Witch again in my apartment. And it scared me originally when I first saw it. It scared me. And it did its job again. And I was alone in my house, and I was a little freaked out by the end.
It did its job again?
It did its job again.
Did it clock in on time?
No, it was late. Oh. And I'm going to have to talk to... It's going to go on its performance record.
What the bloody hell?
So
you
I'm sitting there thinking about seeing
though.
That seeing that movie in the theaters and thinking of that one guy. That one guy's like, oh, this is stupid. That wasn't scary. And I was just thinking about it like...
What one guy?
Did people you see the movie? Theater, there's like at least one guy who stood up and was like, that was stupid. It wasn't scary. I want to see that guy in the woods. Like, that's what I want to see.
With a flannel shirt. That's all he has.
And I want to see him... Anything remotely creepy happen. Like, him and three friends in the woods. That guy is crying. He's rocking back and forth. He's drooling on himself.
They have to stop.
That would be absolutely beautiful, actually. Highly illegal. But if only we, you know... It's a shame now that the opening weekend has passed, but to kidnap that guy and go to a couple different screenings, because there's one at every screening. Kidnap that guy, make a movie of a group of that guys in the forest.
But you have to wait until after they see it and they proclaim their proclamations of how stupid this movie is and how scary it really is, and then knock them out and
out in the parking
stick
lot.
Them in the woods. And they're like, be awesome. So I was just thinking about that because. You know, that movie is scary. I mean, regardless, it's not gory. It's not gory. And that's the point.
It's absolutely not Edward Gorey.
These are the kind of pukes that watch Halloween and go, that's stupid. You know, because they don't get it. They don't. And you know what? You're all stupid, ungrateful pukes.
Which brings us to the theme of what Chell's like. If you went a whole week without remembering that you're a stupid, ungrateful puke, then it's about time that you woke up. It's a good thing we came in just in time to remind you.
You were starting to get delusions of grandeur, and we need to stop.
Seriously, having an ounce of self-esteem. Look at yourself.
Like, what are you thinking?
Who do
put
you
that
think
back.
You are?
I mark the bottle of self-esteem. I put a little line on it, and I know if there's any missing. So don't go taking any.
I would remind all of you in the queue for the job line. now that the Blair Witch Project is clocked out of the job of scaring Eric... that's also a federal work study program.
Right next to the Van Halen lead singer applications, you can pick up an application for scaring Eric.
That's great, because you know what's going to happen? Like, some guy with, like, food in his beard is going to show up at my house. Yeah, I'd like to scare Eric. I'd be like, you're doing a very good job, sir. Put your pants back on. You know, like, thanks, guys. It's great.
And then his job is to continually scare you for the rest of your life.
Just find new ways to, like, is that my girlfriend in a bag?
Hey, Eric, look at this. I can fit my belly button over my face.
Okay, sir, you've earned your paycheck for this week.
Oh, my dear God. What is that you're eating? Oh, my God. Where's my hamster? What are you doing?
Dirty old man with his pants down and food in his beard. It's the new indie sensation.
Mello! It's like two shots of, like, it's like the beard. It's like the beard and, like, a guy, like some bad shoes with, like, Argyle socks, and then a black screen says the title, and then just, like a big open shot of his mouth.
And you could use all the same quotes that they use for the Blair Witch Project, you know, scary as hell.
Yeah,
most frightening film ever.
Yeah.
Ooh. It'd also be equally Cthulhu derived.
So did you guys see the commercials for that show Greed?
No.
On TV, it's like a game show.
I saw a commercial for when good pets go bad.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Every animal on there, the animals they showed, it's called When Good Pets Go Bad. The animals, a lion, a water buffalo, a kangaroo. These are not good pets. It's like,
I think that's the lesson.
I have a Bengal tiger. This is the one. Bad pets do what you thought they would do, but were hoping they wouldn't.
As a water buffalo, I'm taking that personally.
See my basket of poisonous snakes? I don't know what happened.
It bit me. It's such a look at Tommy. He's such a God.
So anyway, it got me thinking about how cool it would be if our society allowed there to be game shows for all of mortal sins.
Gluttony.
Murder. Cheating on your wife. And then it was just competitions designed around that principle. And the person that displayed, you know, the most kind of deafness in it.
The sheer psychological tension of coveting your neighbor's possessions. You know, just this guy at the window. God, I really
Well, the
like
person that.
That
wins gets to do it without a penalization for the rest of their life.
Nice.
So if you win the murder show, you can kill anybody you want for the rest of your life.
That would be phenomenal.
NBC should be able to grant plenary indulgences.
Well, it's just like the show gives away about $2 million, I think, an episode or something.
They
like
gave away $2
million. Up to.
You know,
pretty
I think
crazy kind of
with
thing.
With our luck, if they did that, like the guy who won murder or the woman who won murder would be a what jail is like rabid fan. And like that, I'll kill them and show them I love them! Ah!
That's when I use you as
thorax.
That's when I use you as a human shield.
Now, do you get $2 million for offing all three of us, or $2 million for each?
I don't know. It's a good question. I would use you as a human shield and then carry you around for the rest of like for the next couple months.
Just like what you
just
do,
tape to my
like,
body.
Put some like electrical tape, like little like Captain America shield loops on the back. Just carry me. Around, like,
I think I'd duct tape you to my front and you to my back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be safe.
They'd stab right through him. He's a vegetarian.
That's true.
Finally, another...
He's mostly made out of, like, sand.
Vegetable matter. Celluloid.
Another item in the news that's of relevance to the crackhead computer guy contingent that make up a significant portion of our listenership is that the federal courts found Microsoft to be a monopoly.
Oh, they did?
On Friday, yes.
Oh, wow, I didn't hear the results. Phenomenal.
Yes.
Well, Bill Gates is going to go to jail and be somebody's girlfriend. That's great.
He published a whole page ad in the paper saying that he wanted to settle it, like begging. Welcome any settlement you want. Please come to me and name a figure.
So what happened? So
we've
what's
got a
happen?
Space cleared here in cell block D. It's going to be great.
Oh, he's right next to Juarez.
He's not. I'm
he's
telling
not gonna
you,
have teeth very long.
From experience, he's not good jail material.
No.
Well, you know, I could see him being that though. Make a couple promises on the inside, you know.
Build a couple of robots.
Get a couple
of legs of his cot. Don't make number two angry.
You know, make friends with a couple strong people. And then he could just go the psycho route and become the psycho introvert that nobody messes
like,
with.
Eat people. He ate his first roommate.
Like, you just pay some people to spread the rumor about why he's in there, you know?
So what is
just
that,
rabid
what
cannibalism.
Does that mean for my Windows NT workstation?
Well, it continues to trek on for a good long time. Yes, I'll openly admit that I'm a guy who would love to see Microsoft go down, but every damn product on my computer is a Microsoft one.
But that's not your fault. I mean, like, what are you going to... What? Where else are you going to go? That's because they're a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
There is nowhere else to go. So, it's not
so
our
what
fault.
Happens? Like, what are the...
I have one too many lobes in my brain to get an iMac, so I can't go that direction.
What are the implications after something's been declared a monopoly?
Well, it's going to keep on trucking for a while. The judge hasn't...
Woo-hoo! Sorry.
You like it?
I really like the lobes joke.
Oh, thank you.
That was cool. Ooh,
lobes.
Oh, boy. We don't let anything good. Pass.
No.
I'm
sorry, I just thought it was fun.
Let's see. Yeah, the thing keeps on trucking for a while. It's not going to be firmly divided up. The, like, now Microsoft has, you know, was given the impetus to settle with the U.S. Justice Department. From what I've read, they're still very far apart on how they'd be willing to settle it. Eventually, you know, somewhere a year down the road, somebody will hand down a ruling on how it should be divided up, and then Microsoft's allowed to appeal that. So this thing isn't going to be over for another couple of years, but this step, I believe, actually can't be appealed, and I'm not interested in being corrected by listeners, so don't bother and con, correct me. I believe that this step can't be appealed, and it keeps on trucking. This is a definite step right here.
So Microsoft will have to branch out into, like, micro and soft.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Because that's about the... I don't know. What do you want to call it?
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't do any kind of business with them.
No.
Soon I can have a totally soft computer.
Ooh, squishy. I love you.
Jeez.
My error message will be something along the lines of, my heart!
New emo workstation from the Windows emo workstation. Oh, why did you leave me? And then it turns off.
All the time.
Kicking on the emo kids.
Your computer bring it has on, a emo backpack kids. And barrettes.
Like, oh, no.
Come up. Bring it on to the studio and start slapping.
This segues amazingly right here. I don't know if Eric's aware of this yet, so I'm going to throw it out there. He probably well is.
20th?
No.
Oh, what?
Just the WEFT sessions, Monday nights, 10 to 11 p.m. There's this live local music show. Great show. Gets bands from around the area to play live on WEFT, a unique performance. And they've got the listings up for the month of November and December.
Ever.
Yeah.
Nobody ever plays good.
So, November 8th is, is a dirty old man with his pants down. November 22nd is a dirty old man with his pants up. November 29th is a dirty old man in shorts. But November 15th, demoted to hugs.
We're playing?
Eric's band.
I'm really confused. And they cleared that with me.
And they're listed as emo.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you now, there's a member. I'm not. I'm just telling you, there's a member of my band at home right now pulling his hair out. Pulling it out by the handful.
So
We're math rock. We're anything.
That's one category that we make fun of a lot, but actually one of our people falls into.
Hey. I don't have a backpack. Hey.
You're wearing horn rim glasses right now, Eric.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They're prescription.
Maybe he isn't a hunchback after all. Why don't you tear that shirt off and see what that hunch it really is?
Wasn't for you too.
359-9338 is the phone number. You are listening to What Jayla's Like, the 2-hour improvisational comedy radio theater show that the greater Champaign Urbana area is in service to. Yes.
Can you hear me over your headphones?
I can hear you over here too.
I wanted to creep you out while you were talking.
Okay. 359-9338 being the phone number.
Everything.
What kind of segment we got coming up next?
Uh-oh.
Spoil it.
I think it's about time, given that we were on tape last week, and thanks once again to the ambient girl, Amanda,
for babysitting the tape. She's sort of here, she's sort of not.
That joke never gets old, I love it
I'm a big fan of that one. If we can, combine that and, the lobes joke, we'd have the best joke ever.
I think it would create
deep ecology kind of joke.
Deep ecology. 359-9338 to get your problems sorted out. Lots of gaping, festering, oozing problems out there.
Yeah, put a band-aid on that.
People have to
look
How about an unguent?
Get a band-aid. Get on over to the phone.
A balm.
Dial the phone and ask us for a solution. You got a problem? We'll solve it.
And while you're at it, while you're up in the kitchen making yourself a sandwich, mosey over to the stereo and check out the hook while the DJ revolves it.
359-9338 to take part
in the... My drink is warm.
That's the wrong procedure. You're supposed to get to the phone first. Dial the phone, answer yourself.
No, never mind.
It's on me.
Thanks, you got it.
No problem.
All right. 359-9338, give us a problem, let us sort it out. Operators are standing by. Here's a little tune in the interim.